right, folks, here we go. Another Sunday has come here in the NFL, week 6. Middle of October now, like October 15th. Always a critical time of the year for teams trying to contend here. Obviously, the weather is getting cooler. You know, it was chilly yesterday here in Philly. It rained. It was barely 50 degrees. So, you know, today's a beautiful day. Temperature would be around 60. But still, a lot to desire as we get ready for another week in the NFL. And like I said, a lot of teams, you know, the Ravens are playing the Titans at the moment in England. So we'll continue on that situation. But critical day. Yes, I'm riding solo for a second straight week. Matt's still on the end, near the end of his vacation in Thailand. He will be back tomorrow, and he will be available for Wednesday's show. Now, as far as Wednesday's show goes, we're still looking for a place, but hopefully by Tuesday afternoon, at least by Tuesday afternoon or Tuesday evening, we will have a place. Somewhere. Somehow. We'll know something, or I'll know something. I'm still hoping to do this live show. I'm really, really hoping we can still do this live show. I know it's tough, last minute deal. That's how I sadly roll. But eventually the last minute deal can work if I can sell it properly. But that's the goal, selling. So we'll have more on that later on. And we could make an announcement if we can find something. But we continue here. So like I said, as far as unanimous choices today, there's only one. There's only one unanimous choice, and that is the Dolphins over the Panthers. And like I said, the Dolphins have been rolling offensively. They have the number one total offense in the NFL, and obviously Tua, Cheetah, Jalen Waddle. Now there is a problem. Their rookie running back, Ashay, sadly suffered a knee injury and has been put on the 4-week IR. So he will not be available today, and he will damn sure not be available for next Sunday night's game that we will be playing them. So something to think about. Food for thought there. Food for thought. That is the only one. So we will bring up the no huddle, you know, the quick study, whatever we call it, no huddle thing. Shotgun no huddle. We're going to look at least three matchups in the shotgun no huddle. The first one is a sad one. It's the Patriots and the Raiders, and things are not going well for New England. Obviously, this is a big one because this is McDaniels versus his protege, Belichick. Belichick and his protege. Obviously, things have not gone well for the Patriots the last 2 weeks. They have been blown out by a grand total of 9-3. Ugh. They've been bad. And obviously the Raiders, you know, they haven't really been good at all. So we'll see what happens. But like I said, I got the Raiders winning this game. I just think that the Patriots, they're searching right now, and they're gonna have to make some tough changes. But I knew they weren't gonna be a really good team this year, but I didn't think they were gonna be this bad. I mean, they have no explosiveness on either side of the ball. And obviously, Mac Jones has no confidence. And this defense is getting banged up. And Belichick's not as sharp anymore. I mean, it's amazing how far they have fallen since we played them opening week. You know, Raiders coming off a big win on Monday night. But I'll give them the win. So, Raiders win. And the final score, 26-10. Yeah, I only give the Patriots 10 points. Just nothing there. Now, the Rams and the Cardinals are next. Rams are coming off a tough loss to the Eagles last week. Cardinals also coming off a tough loss at home as well to the Bengals. And obviously, these are two teams that don't really figure to be a factor. The Cardinals have played better than their record, which is shocking because I thought they were going to be the worst team in football. I thought they'd be what the Patriots are, even worse, but that has not been the case. They have been a very competitive team. They're not last in anything. The record may be the only reason why we agree of how they are, but give them a lot of credit. You know, give Jonathan Gannon a lot of credit. we didn't think he could get this team set up and have good game plans, but somehow he does. They beat the Cowboys, for God's sakes. But then again, he's used to playing the Cowboys, so he should know how to do that. So for the Rams, we'll see. Now they got Cooper Kupp back and Puka Nacua, and it seems like everything's right there. So I'm going to go with the Rams here at home. They'll bounce back this week in a tight one, in a final score 26-23. Now this is another critical game. The Bears got off the snide last week. They had the funeral. I think they had the funeral for Dick Butkus. I don't know if they had it or not. They have passed, I don't know. But they were inspired by his passing just hours before their game against Washington on Thursday night last week. Minnesota has been competitive, but their record, like I said, leaves to be desired. 1-4. Both are 1-4. So this is the get out of the basement game. Whoever loses will be fully entrenched in last place. And the Vikings, things are just not going well, you know? Things are not going well for the Vikings. And the rumors about Kirk Cousins being traded looks more and more like it's going to happen, but they said no, it's not going to happen. I don't think it is going to happen. I think that they're going to ride with Cousins as long as they can for the rest of the year, and we'll see what happens. But I just feel like the Bears at home, Justin Fields, he's obviously going to be more comfortable, and I think that they'll find a way. I think the Bears, I'm not saying that they're a better team or whatever, but I just think the Bears will win. I think they'll win today, and I think they'll put up a lot of points, too. This will be a shootout, one of those shootout games. So I'm going to go with the Bears in a shootout, and the final score 38-34. And probably our last game is a no huddle, and this is one of my picks for the week. Washington going down to the ATL to play the Falcons. Washington has lost their last three games, and in two of those three losses, they've been blown out. Both at home, barely beating us, barely losing to us when their road loss to us. So now they're playing the Falcons, and obviously Atlanta. They're okay team. I mean, for right now. I mean, last year they started well and then they felt faltered. But right now, you know, they are what they are. You know, the NFC South is a tougher division than last year. You know, they're three teams over 500. None last year. They finished over it. So, obviously, you got to give the Falcons a lot of credit there. You got to give the division a lot of credit. They're not as bad as they thought they would be. But obviously, that normally doesn't happen from year to year. Guys make the right moves and they get their act together. When you look at Washington, I mean, Sam Howell, we don't know. He had a good game against the Eagles, but he's had shitty games against the Bears and the Bills. The Bills are really bad. So, like I said, I picked the Falcons to win this game. 2.5 points was the line. I think it's now 3. But if they win by just a field goal or more, I win. So I continue in my elite bets. So I'm going to go with the Falcons. And the final score, 27-19. All right, now we get out of the no huddle and we go into these regular matchups. And the first one we're going to do today is a big one. Obviously, if you're the 49ers, you're back going towards the Eastern time zone again, and you're playing the Cleveland Browns in what should be an interesting matchup. It could be the first test for the 49ers because you're playing one of the best defenses in the league. The Browns have one of the best defenses in the league. Now they're coming off the bye, and the last time they played, it was not good. But obviously, if you take away the Ravens game, they only have given up one score at home in 3 games, basically. 49ers are one of the top teams. Obviously, they might be the best team in all of the league right now. 5-0. Christian McCaffrey is the best offensive weapon. Brock Purdy is not making mistakes. He's unbeaten in his career as a starter. And obviously, a defense that can get to people. So, when I look at this matchup, I think that, you know, the problem with the Browns is they don't have Deshaun Watson. He didn't play last week. Like I said, he didn't play two weeks ago, and he's not in the lineup today. He has a serious shoulder issue that could mean long-term. He could be out long-term. That $234 million doesn't look like a good investment. But then again, it's the Browns being the Browns. When do they ever make a good investment? But when you look at it, I think this is going to be an interesting deal. But I just think that, you know, they go into P.J. Walker, who's got many starts, mostly in North Carolina. They went with the rookie last week, and that didn't, 2 weeks ago. I keep saying last week, 2 weeks ago, and it didn't go well at all. So they go and go with more of experience in P.J. Walker, and we'll see what happens here. But I'm going to go with the 49ers. They're the better team. They'll win this matchup, and I just don't think offensively they can put together enough. So I got the 49ers winning, and the final score 30-10. Now we're going to go to my game of the week. Now, normally Matt will surprise me with his situation. I think, you know, he puts his money where his mouth is. And, you know, he puts his money where his mouth is there. So I'm going to do an early game of the week right now. I'm doing an early game. I'm doing an early game of the week this week. And that is Saints and the Texans. And it's interesting because C.J. Stroud has obviously been an interesting rookie, making history. This is the longest a quarterback has gone without throwing an interception to start his career. And obviously, the Texans look like a team that's coming back, that's finally hitting in the right direction after being pretty piss poor the last several years. The Deshaun Watson divorce, ownership, changing head coaches, things have not gone well at all. But obviously, they finally got things going. They got the right coach, right quarterback, and obviously a defense is improving. Bernard Pierce is obviously, I think Pierce is one of the better running backs, you know. So they got a foundation, and they have secrets to win. They beat the Steelers, you know. So this could be interesting, you know. But they're playing the Saints, the toughest defense they have played to this point. Saints are coming off a big win last week. They got, I think, 4 turnovers in New England. Now they're playing in Houston. And obviously, that should be an interesting deal. But I'm going to go with, you know, like I said, this is an interesting matchup. I mean, does Houston have a chance here? I think they do. I mean, you know, I'll say this. If he doesn't throw an interception, they'll win the game. If C.J. Stroud interception avoidance continues, then the Houston Texans should win this game. I just feel like they're competitive enough to play, but the Saints will be interesting. So I'm gonna go on a limb and say Houston wins this game. I'll go on a limb. I think Houston wins in a battle. But I'll say this: Stroud does throw an interception for the first time. So, Houston wins, and the final score 23-20. Now, we stay in the AFC South, and this is a big one. This is Brown for first place. Not, like I said, that was Houston and New Orleans is my game of the week. But this is the matchup that will obviously determine first place in their division. Surprisingly, the Colts are 3-2. Give a lot of credit to Shane Steichen. Like Jonathan Gannon, maybe he could be a good head coach, or at least he's motivated enough that he puts the team, he's got the team in better shape than last year. But they have Gardner Minshew for the next several weeks because Anthony Richardson has a shoulder injury and he's out indefinitely. And then you look at Jacksonville, big matchup for them. You know, how good are they? After struggling here in the States, they went over to their other home, London, and won 2 games. Now they're back home, and let's see how good they really are. Now, this is also very personal for Minshew. He spent the first 3 or 4 years of his career in Jacksonville and put up decent numbers. why Jacksonville wasn't a contending team, he put some numbers up there, and he did some good things for Jacksonville. He was a six-round pick and did a damn good job doing stuff there. But at the end of the day, they're just, you know, things are just not what they turned out to be, and they traded him away. So, you know, they traded him here to Philly. But obviously, now he's a Colt, and the Colts have played well to this point, better than I expected. Jonathan Taylor's back in the lineup. You know, Jacksonville, like I said, it's hard to say that they are a contending team. They played the Chiefs strong, they beat the Bills. But then they've had stinker losses, like Houston blew them out at home. So, I mean, how good are the Jacksonville Jaguars? Are they good enough to contend in the AFC? I mean, we believe they'll win this division and they'll make the playoffs. And then we'll discuss that when that happens. But like I said, with Houston looking better and they've already beaten them and now they're playing Indianapolis, this is critical for them. Not like this division is a joke either. Everybody can beat anybody in the way he's built. He's coming off a big win against Tennessee. So we'll go on a limb and say Jacksonville wins in a shootout. But hey, this is not gonna be easy, because we've come to know that game, when you play teams, you know, you gotta play them tough. You gotta play them good. So I'm gonna go with Jacksonville slightly, and the final score 29-21. Oh no, 20. Yeah, I'll just take it. No, 31-29. Sorry, 31-29. My bad. All right. A lot of people wish that this would be the game of the week, but it's not. But this is John's fantasy game of the week for fantasy purposes. Seattle, coming off of a bye, makes a trip towards the East Coast. Not fully East Coast, but to the Eastern time zone. And they play the Bengals. They're coming off a big victory last week. A win that they needed. They needed badly. Cincinnati's at home. And, like I said, we'll see what happens here today. Seattle, like I said, are coming off of a bye, and they're off to a strong start, 3-1. At least threatening in the NFC West, keeping the 49ers honest. They get to play them and see how good they really are. But obviously, they're playing the Bengals. This is a big matchup here. Like I said, Burrow, if he can get healthy, this is a team that can obviously contest. This is a team that can obviously, we know what the Bengals are capable of. With the Seahawks, we don't know what they're capable of in theory, though this was a playoff team last year. They believe they could be a division winner this year, but right now they have to get their act together and play a very decent game. Like I said, they lost their first game to the Rams, and that was surprising. They've won their last three, but this will be a test today. This could be a high-scoring game. Now, Geno Smith has played the Bengals one time in his career, and that was 10 years ago when he was a rookie with the Jets, and they got blown out. That won't happen today. But I expect the Bengals to beat Seattle. I think this is going to be a battle, and I just think that when you look at I just think that the Bengals are going to throw the ball. They're going to run. They're going to throw it well, and I just think that Jamar Chase is going to go off again. I think Jamar Chase is being mad because he's not mentioned as one of the elite receivers just because of how the Bengals have started this season. They're 2-3. But I'm going to go with the Bengals in a shootout, and the final score 37-27. All right, I can't believe I skipped this game, but you know the Sunday night matchup is a joke. This might be the worst Sunday night matchup of the season. But then again, what's a bigger joke is how the hell does the New York Giants in six games have double the primetime games that the Eagles have played. How? The Giants are putrid. They're the worst. I mean, why? This is a Sunday night game. This would be straight unanimous. But we can't, but obviously Matt knows the rules. He knows we cannot pick a primetime game as a unanimous choice because everybody gets to see it. We can't pick unanimous games if everybody gets to see it in the country. Only regional games get unanimous picks. 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock games on Sunday. So the problem here is the Giants are playing. They're not healthy. They're not even going to play Daniel Jones in this game. He's hurt. And things are just not going well for the Giants at all. I mean, the game that they won this year against the Cardinals, they had to come from behind, 28-7. So in every game this year, the Giants have played, they have at least been down by 20 points. In every game. Ridiculous. I mean, I don't know. It's a sham. Well, actually, the 49ers, I think, might have been the only team, but they've trailed double digits in every game this year. The fact that they actually have a win is the bigger surprise. They should be winless and poor and begging for a victory. Now they're playing the Bills, who are pissed off, coming off a terrible London trip or a bad London trip that didn't result in a win. And now they're home. This is my other game, my other pick of the week. It's easy to pick blowouts that look like they will be blowouts. Tyrod Taylor's playing in this game, but come on now. Tyrod Taylor is not starting quarterback. Buffalo had to get rid of him to bring in Josh Allen to draft him. Like I said, I like Tyrod, but at the end of the day, he's just not starting quarterback or long term starter. And Buffalo had to move on. What's funny is, in 2017, the Bills made the playoffs for the first time in nearly 20 years, and he was their starting quarterback. But he's limited. And he's going to be limited tonight. It's going to be rough. Their O-line is banged up. They have nobody on the O-line. And their O-line is not even healthy. When they're healthier, they're not even that good anyway. They have no weapons besides Darren Waller, and he's washed up because he's had several injuries. None of the wide receivers work. Darius Slayton is terrible this year. I mean, the Giants are a mess. They're a flaming mess. And tonight will be another beatdown, and I mean beatdown. I got the Bills winning big. And the final score, 47-17. And them getting 17 might just be garbage at the end. I got the Bills winning big, 47-17. I just don't see where the Giants. I don't have to say much about the Bills. I know Stephon Diggs has not been happy, but he'll be happy tonight. He'll have a big game, especially against that terrible team, Giants. Ugh. All right. Now we move on. Now we'll go to the Monday night game next. Obviously, this is a better game, a much better game, but this is the crossroads game for these two teams. The Chargers are coming off of a bye. Their first, you know, they're 2-2. They're coming off of a bye. They've won their last two. And obviously, a lot on the line here. Sorry, excuse me. Bless me. But anyway. They're coming off of a bye. The Dallas Cowboys. What are they? Are they a contending team or not? Let's be honest. The Dallas in two games, in the three games they've won, they look like gangbusters. In the two games they've lost, they've been blown out and just do not look good at all on either side of the ball, especially offensively. But let's be honest. Their offense is terrible. They don't run the ball properly. They don't run the ball as well as they did last year. Pollard is not the same back that he was a year ago. Dak Prescott's an average, above-average quarterback. They don't have a tight end. Their wide receivers, like I said, CeeDee Lamb, he has the talent to be an elite receiver, but he's only limited to being a big play when everything else works. He cannot take over a game. He's not a takeover game receiver. So, and Brandon Cooks is washed. Like Darren Waller, that's a wasted trade. So, you know, that's Dallas' offense. They're not good. They're not that good. And it's been mistake has been made up because of how aggressive the defense has been this year. You know, that defense has been good, but now they have injuries. Leighton Vander Esch has had a Pro Bowl year to this point, and now he's got a neck injury. He's once again out for a while. Like I said, I don't want to trash Micah Parsons, but Micah Parsons does not play well when the team doesn't play well. He only plays great when they play great. So if he does, if they don't win this game, you'll understand my theory about them. And it's funny about Cowboy front rank fans. I know two of them very well. And they were both quiet this week. They didn't say nothing. They didn't talk trash or nothing. Especially one who always talks a lot. Talks a game. They couldn't. She was praising the Eagles. That's how bad the Cowboys got beat last week in the 49ers. That's how bad they got beat. So they have nothing to be excited about. And more importantly, they're playing the Chargers, who have a friend that they should know. As Don Cornelius would say, it's some guy that you should know, and you should be aware of. And his name is Kellen Moore, who's been the Dallas Cowboys offensive coordinator. And they miss him. Shockingly, they miss him. The way this offense is played this year, they miss Kellen Moore. And it's funny because Justin Herbert does not need Kellen Moore. He didn't need Kellen Moore. He was already a great quarterback. He doesn't need Kellen Moore, but Kellen Moore needs a job. They fired him. I don't give a damn how he left. He was fired. I don't give a damn how he got, you know, he got fired. He was taking the load for their loss. But you can't blame Kellen Moore. It's the Cowboys. It's Jerry Jones. It's a pressure cooker. At the end of the day, you can't win in that situation. You can't win at all. And I don't see the Cowboys winning this game either. I think it'll be a competitive game. It'll be a good game. But I'm going to go with the home team here. I think the Chargers, they got their act together after a slow start. They're coming off of a bye. They're going to be fresh. You know, they're healthy. And I'm going to take them over the Cowboys. So the final score, Chargers 27, Cowboys 23. Now we go to a big matchup. It's Kwame's Intriguance. Oh, yeah, by the way, my bad. The manager special was the Sunday night game for Kenny. I keep missing names up. But, this is a big matchup. This is Kwame's Intriguance matchup of the day. It should be my game of the week, but I think it's interesting. Two first place teams. An unlikely first place team is one of them, and that's Tampa Bay. And they're wearing their creamsicles today. They're actually wearing throwbacks today. Their creamsicles, their first logo. Like I said, next week the Eagles will be playing in their Kelly Greens, but they're bringing the creamsicles back for the Bucs game today. And obviously, Detroit. These are former division rivals in that former NFC Central division. These two teams have many battles over the years. When you look at Detroit, obviously, they're off to a great start right now. 4-1. In control of the NFC North. The Bucs are obviously the big surprise. They're leading. They're coming off of a bye. And obviously, it's going to be a battle. Like I said, there are some injuries on Detroit's secondary that could be concerning. But remember, this is Baker Mayfield. Baker Mayfield. Now, okay, I can sit here and say, you know, it is what it is, but then again, it's Baker Mayfield. Let's be honest. But at the end of the day, I'll look at it like this. Detroit, they're playing good offensively. I mean, Montgomery has been their best runner, you know, and he's obviously been running the ball well. And we'll see how good Tampa's defense plays. But then again, they're playing the creamsicle. That's not a successful friend. That's not a successful, you know. To me, I don't even know why they would go back to that. That's not a successful history. That jersey did not bring them success at all. Like, how many winning seasons out of, what, 20 years? 3? Like, get the hell out of here. You can't be kidding. You gotta be kidding me. So, I'm going to go with Detroit here. It'll be a competitive game for a while, but Detroit will run away at the end. So I got the Lions winning, going to 5 and run. Wow. Whoever thought that. And the final score, 30-20. All right, there's one game left to do, and that's our game, the Eagles and the Jets. And what else can we say about this matchup? The Eagles have played the Jets 12 times in the regular season. They have never lost. They're 12 and 0 with an average points per game point margin of victory 15.6. Let's be honest. What thinks today will make any difference? Now, when the season began, we had a feeling that maybe this could be the year the Jets finally get us. They had Aaron Rodgers, but they don't have Aaron Rodgers. Now, what's different about this is I learned a new stat here. The Jets have used 12 different starting quarterbacks and has used a different starting quarterback in each matchup they played the Eagles. Now, remember, granted, they've only played the Eagles once every 4 years. Now, with the 17-game season, you get to play them sometimes every 2 years, potentially, the way it's structured now, almost every 2 years. So, in this situation, the Jets can obviously, you know, they are playing Zach Wilson, and he will now play the Eagles for a second time. Now, he played the Eagles in his rookie year in 2011. It didn't go well. They started fast, but they didn't finish fast. Eagles dominated the second half of that game, if I remember watching it. It was like 33-16 or 18. Shockingly, not playing against Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts did not play in that game, shockingly. Play the Jets. This will be his first matchup against the Jets. So, a lot of interesting scenarios here. A lot of weird scenarios, but Hurts is in the lineup today. But big story is no Jalen Carter or Darius Slay. Both are out. Slay has a knee issue, and sadly, sprained ankle for Jalen Carter. He's out. So, that might be good news, but the problem is the secondary of the Jets is also got a lot of injuries. Their two best corners, Sauce Gardner and the other guy, is out. They're out. So, lots of injuries on both sides of the ball, on key positions. But then again, this is still Zach Wilson. You think Zach Wilson's going to beat this defense? He can barely beat his own defense. I mean, come on. I mean, I understand he played better in recent weeks, but come on, this is Zach Wilson we're talking about here. If they don't win, they think you get benched. Let's be honest. You get win, they get benched. Like I said, the Eagles run the ball. The Jets, they can't run the ball. Not against this defense. So, I just think the Eagles are going to roll here, especially at one point in this game. This won't be a nail biter. I think the Eagles are going to run, and they're going to have much better success in the red zone, which they have struggled with. The red zone has been a struggle for the Eagles this year, but today they get their ass back together on that. So I'm going to go, obviously, with the Birds. They beat the Jets for the lucky 13th time, going 13-0 against them, and the final score. The final score for this matchup will be 32-16. Might actually give the Jets lesser points, but I think they'll try to get going early, but just like in the Rams game, the Eagles will take over. They will have full control, and I think they're going to actually take over the stadium too. It's not that far a drive. Compared to LA, it's not that far of a drive. So, Fireman Ed's going to have to deal with a different sea of green that he's not used to. So, it is what it is. I'm going to go with the Eagles there, and we'll see what happens. That's all we have for this interesting Week 6 in the NFL. And, like I said, we're going to do the best we can to get this live look back going this week. Keep an eye on our stuff, my stats and all that. We may have an announcement to be made. We'll see what we can come up with. So, that's all we have for this week. And, I mean, this preview. And hopefully, on Wednesday when we join you for the look back, it'll be live in front of people. Three of us will be there, plus Matt from a distance, obviously. And we'll continue with what we do. Maybe Kenny will join us. I don't know. Because this could be a short notice. But we'll see what we can do. That's all I have for this week, for this preview. That's all I have. Enjoy the game. Go Phillies.